The focus of Monday's airstrikes in southern Somalia was an al-Qaeda leader named Fazul Abdullah Mohammed. We don't know yet whether he survived, but to find out more about Fazul, I'm joined by Rohan Gunaratne. He's the head of terrorism research at the Institute for Defense and Strategic Studies in Singapore. Mr. Gunaratne, tell me more about this man who the U.S. has been pursuing.
Fazul is the most well-known al-Qaeda leader in the Horn of Africa and in East Africa. In fact, Fazul is from Comoros, Indian Ocean island close to Africa. And Fazul participated in two very significant attacks in Africa. One is the attack against the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in August of 1998. And also from Mogadishu, Al-Qaeda planned a second attack, which was in Kenya, in Mombasa, where they attacked Israeli-owned hotel and attempted to attack Israeli airliner. And in both these attacks, Fazul was very much involved.
Is this airstrike by the U.S., is it retribution for things that Fazul Abdullah Mohammed and his associates did in the past, or is it because the U.S. is concerned that he's actually still dangerous and plotting sort of future events?
Fazul is dangerous. I believe that the U.S. strike was very much driven by security and intelligence information that Fazul is active. He's a very deceptive individual, and he works with two other very important al-Qaeda members who are also operating in Africa.
Can you tell me a little bit about those other two people?
Fazul is supported by Abu Talha al-Sudani and a man called Saleh Ali Salah Naban. And both these people were based in Mogadishu. The information that is now available is that they attempted to move towards the Kenyan border, but there is no confirmation as yet that Fazul or the other two leaders were killed. What I could say for certain is that their names featured very prominently in a number of terrorist attacks that were conducted, a number of terrorist attacks that were planned and were disrupted.
So these are some of the most active al-Qaeda leaders in Africa, as you understand it?
Yes, they belong to the traditional al-Qaeda group, not a variation, and they all had access to Osama bin Laden because bin Laden lived in Africa from 1991 to May 1996.
Now, what we understand is that as the Ethiopian troops have been moving into Somalia, fighting back some of the Islamists, these folks from al-Qaeda have been pushed into a sort of smaller and smaller corner. Now they're down in the southern part of Somalia. Can you tell me anything about that region? It's right on the border, and it seems to be very active with al-Qaeda.
Traditionally, that area has been a place where al-Qaeda has operated. So al-Qaeda is quite familiar with that region, and al-Qaeda has established links with a number of local groups and local communities. So it will be a relentless task to hunt those al-Qaeda elements in that region. Al-Qaeda is able to survive in that region, but with significant and sustained commitment, I believe that the United States and those governments who are against al-Qaeda will be able to disrupt their presence in that region.
Rohan Gunaratne is author of Inside Al-Qaeda, Global Network of Terror. He joined us from Singapore. Thank you, Mr. Gunaratne.
Thank you very much.